Thank you for this lovely Jesus. Thank you for our wonderful Savior. Jesus, thank you for you. Thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you, the I Am. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you how much you love us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you're a jealous God. Thank you, Lord, that no man can pluck us out of your hand. Thank you, Lord, that we can never be separated from the love of God. Thank you, Lord, that you've drawn us in here today, Lord God. This is no accident. We have an appointment with you. And, Lord, the word of your grace, the boldness of your love to us, Lord God, open our hearts to receive it this morning. Oh, Jesus, you're so passionate to us. You pursue us, Lord God. You seek us out. Thank you, Lord, that you've cornered us this morning. It's wonderful. Lord, help us now to surrender to you. Let us submit, Lord God, to what you have for us this morning. Lord, you're speaking to us. And Lord, your sheep, we know your voice. Thank you that we know your voice, Lord God, and it's always in the word. And Lord, let us just rejoice in this word today. Let this word of love, this truth in love, Lord, let it speak to our hearts. Let it convict us. God, let it move us. As the sisters sang, it's about now. It's about now, Lord God, not for another time. It's about now. We give you the praise, we give you the thanks, the honor, and all glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. Well, you know, it's wonderful when the Lord puts stuff on your heart. And I know each and every one of us here today know what I'm talking about here. But it's especially wonderful when the Lord gives you sufficient witness for what he's put on your heart. He knows when we need encouragement. And it's been precious because the Lord's had me so thinking about the fullness of the Holy Ghost. And it's just been like my heartbeat, boom, 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 the fullness of the Holy Ghost. It's been just awesome the last few weeks, especially. And God had encouraged my heart in it, but then it was sweet this past week, a couple times, two different brethren called up and, brother, could you explain to me? It was so sweet. Tell me more about what the fullness of the Holy Ghost means. What does it really mean to be full of the Holy Ghost? And all I could do is say, praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, it was just awesome, you know, when the Lord does that. I hope to trust him even when I don't hear a thing. But I'll tell you what, I'm sure going to sing his praises when he lets me know what he wants to do. But as we begin today in that thought, to be full of the Holy Ghost, I want us to know by God's grace, you must be filled first. To be full of the Holy Ghost, the first requirement there, I want you to understand, you must be filled. And you are filled with the Holy Ghost when the evidence of tongues is in your life. That's just the way it is. I'm not here to preach on that today. If you're wrestling with that a bit, I encourage you to go to the book of Acts. It's very clear. Read that 8th chapter. Meditate on it. But most importantly, just say, Lord, reveal this to me, and he will. Praise God, because that's the will of the Lord. You know that? That all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Oh, but brother, I open this word and I don't know what I'm reading. Pray. Say, Lord, let me understand it. And let me tell you something. It is the will of the Lord that you understand his word. And you will understand his word. I assure you, you will. Because the Bible tells me so. Praise God. But then, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. Just because you're filled with the Holy Ghost does not mean you're full of the Holy Ghost. Does not. Matter of fact, I'm here to tell you, I do believe that most that are filled are not full. And again, because the Bible tells me so. It's wonderful to speak in tongues, but even if I spoke with the tongue of men and angels and I have not the love of God, it profits me nothing. So here we go. Praise be to God. I'd like you to open your Bibles to the 7th chapter of Acts. We'll read from the 55th verse, and many places in the Word of the Lord that tell us about the fullness of the Holy Ghost, but I believe maybe in this one little simple verse, maybe two here, maybe states more clearly about what the fullness of the Holy Ghost is better than anywhere in the Word of the Lord. We're reading here of Stephen as he is being stoned to death, and the joy unspeakable and full of glory that's on his heart, in his eyes, on his lips, as he's about ready to enter into the arms of Jesus.
says there in the 55th verse, but he, this is Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Now, brothers and sisters, you really read this story and you saw what was happening here. Natural man would say, well, how could this be? How could this be? This man in the midst of being murdered, and murdered is exactly what it was. But he was being stoned to death. But you know what? This wasn't just a man. This was a son of the living God. And this wasn't just a son of the living God. This was a brother, hallelujah, that was full of the Holy Ghost. And when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you start to get a vision. And you get a vision no matter what's going on around you. And you talk about the vision that he had when this was going on around him. I'll tell you what, the vision wasn't on all those stones and rocks that were flying on his head. His vision wasn't on all the hate that was going on. Oh, no, it wasn't. His vision was not upon the circumstances that were surrounding him whatsoever. Oh, no. His vision, brothers and sisters, was into heaven, because he was full of the Holy Ghost. Now, you talk about a life that gave out a testimony to set your affections on the things above. This is the real deal. This is the proof. The pressure was on. The temptation was all about. The afflictions were coming forth. But he whose mind is stayed upon him, he will keep in perfect peace. I love the testimony of the Lord in my family. How about you? Do you know that Stephen's your family? Do you know that, praise God, he's part of this precious body of Jesus Christ? Do you realize that this brother who lived all these years ago is a precious joint that the Lord is supplying to you today? Come on now. Amazing what the mind of Christ might do for us, huh? Praise his name. Now you think about this guy, brothers and sisters. Having those affections set on the things above, seeing heaven itself. See, only the Holy Ghost could do this. Only the Holy Ghost could do this. And I know some trials that are going on in here. Praise be to God. Happy are ye. There's a few of them that are. And they're not just crazy folk. They're looking deep into the Word of God. And it's amazing how the Lord just kind of takes your little chin in the Word of God. And he says, oh, honey, look up. Takes your eyes right off of all this nonsense. You see, brothers and sisters, full Holy Ghost saints, things down here don't have them. Did you hear that? If there was ever a question in your life, are you full of the Holy Ghost? Well, I'll tell you right now, things down here don't have you. Things down here don't define you. They don't. You start realizing I'm just passing through. I rejoice in the moment of the vapor that this life really is. I'm so thankful to God that I don't believe as a lot of these different ones do. Well, you know, you'll come back the next time as this, and you come back the next time as that. Man, one time. One time. Oh, praise you, Jesus, one time. And it might be today, hallelujah, where it all ends, praise be to God, and begins. Hallelujah. But you see, these full of the Holy Ghost saints, they're too joyous to be occupied with beggarly elements down here. They're too joyous and knowledgeable of how rich they are to be thinking about the riffraff of this life. And it's all because the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, when by his grace he comes to just dwell in our lives. And as that sweet Rebecca, as she tended upon those things that he was saying, she sat at the well. She didn't just pass by. She went down there and she sat and she listened. She was in tune with what he was saying. She didn't interrupt. She knew by God's grace that she had been touched with a message. This was the man. And praise be to God, this servant of his, as he tells me, he's brought me everything, everything of the bridegroom. He had it all. And you think, well, brother, how could he have it all? That kingdom and all of that palace, it was back there. Everything that he owned, oh no. Everything that that bridegroom was and everything that that bridegroom is his love. And that Holy Ghost had all of it. That servant brought all of it to that well that day. And he said, honey, if you want it all, you come with me. And I'll lead you right into the midst of it. I'm telling you, honey, before you light off this camel, you're going to see him running right through the field for you. I don't believe your feet are ever going to touch the ground, honey, because he's going to catch you right off that camel as he comes in there. Now, brothers and sisters, see, that's beginning to see the glory of God. See, that's the next thing that Stephen sees here. See, he says, he being full of the Holy Ghost, he looked up steadfastly into heaven, and what did he see? He saw the glory of God. And you know what the glory of God is, don't you? It's Jesus. Amen, it's Jesus. Jesus Christ is the glory of God. Brother Ty even spoke on that today. 2 Corinthians 4:6. It says that the face of Jesus Christ beholds all the glory of God. Isn't that wonderful? I love how the word of the Lord tells us this as well too. That God is the Father of glory. You know it that he's the Father of glory. His Son is Jesus. Also known as glory. Oh, I love this. And you know, when we're full of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, it's because the Holy Ghost has taken the things of Christ and he's made them yours. He's shown them unto you. I'd get excited about that too, sister. It's okay. You shout it all across here. If you got it, let them know it. Amen. And that's what it is. Hallelujah. We've got this. How could we be still? How could I not speak the things which I have seen and heard? Come on now. I'm not ashamed of this. Religion isn't going to teach me how to be pious or this way or that way. Let me tell you something. The Lord has come to live in our lives. And I'm going to tell you something. You start letting Christ live in you, you just might go dancing. I pray you do. It's a good place to be. Praise his name. But see, in John 16:15, it says that the Holy Ghost takes the things of Christ and shows them unto you. Now think of this. Here's Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost. He looks up steadfastly into heaven, and what does he see? The glory of God. See, only the Holy Ghost can do that in your life. Read the word of the Lord. It's very clear. It's very simple. Only the Holy Ghost can take the things of Christ and show them unto you. And you think about the things that you begin to see. You begin to see all of Jesus. You begin to see all of glory. Stay with me on this. You begin to see so much glory, brothers and sisters. The word of the Lord starts to transform your life. As the word of the Lord tells you, he takes you from glory to glory into the very image of him. Isn't that awesome, brothers and sisters? You become like him. You start looking up into heaven steadfastly. You start looking at the glory of God, hallelujah, and you become from glory to glory into the image of him. Could you imagine? The Bible might even write all the way through you, glorified together with me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Vessels prepared before unto glory. Vessels to the praise of the glory of his grace. And there's no way you're ever going to see that. That fullness of the glory of God without the fullness of the Holy Ghost in your life. It's just the way it is. And I love it how it starts out here, brothers and sisters. See, the Lord himself, and we'll touch more on this tonight if the Lord tarry. The Lord himself, when he was tempted in the wilderness, those 40 days, that perfect testing, where was he taken? He was taken out in the wilderness. He was taken out into the dry and thirsty land. And who took him out there? The Holy Spirit took him out there, didn't he? Come on. He showed us how it was going to happen. He showed us where perfect testing was going to be. It wasn't going to be on the cruise ship Lotus Land. It wasn't going to be down, in a sense, happy, kicking my heels up, you know, Sunshine Land. It's down in the valley of the shadow of death. It's in the lion's den. It's the way God does it. He's going to show himself faithful. I'm going to tell you that over and over and over. He's not going to show you faithful. He's going to show himself faithful in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And notice that. Who's the glory? Christ. Amen. But where is he? Hallelujah. He's in me. He's in you. That's what's so incredible. That he chose to come and live in sinful man. It's so amazing. Okay. They're still on the ground. Okay. Now, that kind of glory starts hitting your life. You become a full Holy Ghost saint. You'll become full of the love of God. Yeah, oh yes. You'll begin to love people that you could never love. You, matter of fact, you just love everybody. Because that's what the love of God did. Did you know that God so loved the world that he gave his son? He didn't go out there and try to figure out who he loved and who he didn't. He just had to love the whole world. Because if there was one he didn't, he wouldn't have given him. God so loved the world that he gave his son. And he gave him freely. And this is what this Holy Ghost love is, I'm telling you. Because it's the Holy Ghost who takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart. Oh, you can think you love, and you can think, oh, yeah, I love everybody. You just wait. You're going to find out that you don't love anybody. You're going to find out that truly, that your natural love is for your own benefit. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Let's just get it straight. But for God, you're selfish. But for God, it's all about you. But God, and hallelujah, it's all about his son. And but God, that love that comes to live in us, it begins to blossom up. And you love everybody. And you're thankful for that love. And you love to come to church. And it's a love, brothers and sisters, that often isn't returned. But you know what? It keeps on loving. And it even loves more intensely. When you're shunned and you're turned away, boy, that's when the love of God really gets on patrol. I'm just going to pray for you. I'm not out here to try to bother you, but I love you with the love of God. Hallelujah. So you see, you get this Holy Ghost, you get this vision of the glory of God, you start to see more of Jesus, you start to see more of glory, you start to see what he wants you to be of his glory, which is glorified together with me, which is so incredible. But you understand that this love comes into your life. And what does the fullness of the Holy Ghost do with that love? Oh, it makes you full of faith. You start to really believe Jesus. I mean, I'm talking about absolutely convinced, confident in the word of the Lord. That, I mean, this is my life. That this is my life. That I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. See, we live by faith. The Bible tells us so, whether you know it or not. But when you know that you live by faith, see, and that's what the fullness of the Holy Ghost does. It's incredible. It's powerful. It's all powerful. If he be for me, who could be against me? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, I'm not going out there to tempt God to try to stop a train, but I'll tell you what, if God so put me there, that train might just pass right through me. That train just might stop, mountain be removed. Come on now. This is the word of the Lord that we're speaking of here. So, brothers and sisters, I know if the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart, I know that the evidence is going to be, I'm going to be full of faith, because faith worketh by love. I'm going to believe not just bits and pieces of the word of God, I'm going to believe the whole word of God. It's going to be something that I'm going to have an insatiable appetite for. I want to come to church, my goodness, maybe even twice a week. Maybe even twice a week. See how God does that? Aren't we thankful? He don't take roll. He's just looking at the heart. It's so incredible. Praise God. I love it. You can't get people out of here. You pray for Brother McLam. But the Lord's working patience. What a sweet brother. But see, it's because he loves. And I'm thankful to Jesus for that. But you got this love. You get this faith. And then what's so wonderful is then you know that if you're full of faith, you know what must have happened. How does faith come? By hearing. And hearing what? Hearing by the word of God. A full of the Holy Ghost saint. They know the word of God, don't they, honey? They know the word of God. Not up here. It's here. It's alive. He speaks with you. He walks with you. He walks you all the way through a valley of the shadow of death. Oh, Jesus. You become full of the fruit of the Spirit. You become full of the joy of the Lord. You become full of Holy Ghost prayer. See, you begin to understand you don't even know how to pray. I don't know how to pray. I love how people start off a lot of times in the Lord. They come in here and they say, well, I just got saved, but I really don't know what to pray for. Good. They look at me like that and I say, really, it's good. If you know the word of God, you realize you don't even know how to pray. But by the Spirit, he teaches you how to pray. Oh, that Holy Ghost will pray prayers through you. Sometimes he makes you privy of what you're praying for, and a lot of times the best time is, Lord, I don't even know, but I'm trusting you. Amen. And oh, what a peace it gives to me. That, Lord, someday maybe you'll reveal that to me. But I'm not even concerned about that, because you know why, Lord? Because you know. You know. That's good enough for me. But brothers and sisters, maybe the most incredible part about a full of the Holy Ghost saint is you're full of hope. Romans 15:13 tells you that. You're an optimist beyond. And it's because you're confident in Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? Yeah, I love those kind of folks. Never really disappointed. Oh, sure, things don't go their way. Matter of fact, folks that are full of the Holy Ghost, a lot of times the Lord marks them as examples. And a lot of the times things don't go their way. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. You want to be glorified together with him? You're going to have to suffer together with him. Yeah. So now you're starting to see why maybe there's been so many natural disappointments. Say, Lord, these things don't have me. Praise God, this is just the faithfulness of the Lord in my life. God, these are the things that you have before ordained, the good works that I should walk therein. I know that there's many trials that I've been so privileged to go through in my life that I did not want to go through, but God in his faithfulness took me down. Things that I would have wanted different. Things that, Lord, I wish I would have responded in a different way. But God in his faithfulness, he knew it would bring me to this moment that I would be preaching you this sermon today. That he knows, yes, Jesus knows. He knows the hair on my head. He knows every breath I take. He knows my thought afar off. He knows what it takes, brothers and sisters,
to put me in one place, and that is in the midst of the throne with Him. And He knows that for you too. This is the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful to God that we know that He takes these ups and these downs in our life, and especially the downs. And those are the finishing things. There was no other way without those appointments that someday you think you'll be part of that company that He says, "Oh, honey, it's time now. It's time now." And you know when it's time now, He ain't going to be sitting down. This is Stephen time. He's going to be standing up. He's going to be jumping up. He says, "It's time now, honey, that I'm going to make known to all that I have loved you." You know the word of the Lord like that? Does He speak that to you? Oh yeah, He's standing up all right. He's standing up for you. And I'm so grateful to God. See, well, I'm not going to go in there sheepishly someday and say, "Oh Lord, here, you're sitting down, I just got to kiss your hand." That would have been wonderful. I mean, beyond wonderful. I couldn't even imagine that. But see, He tells me in this word, "Honey, I'm just too excited." You ever know why now a real gentleman that loves a lady, he doesn't sit down when she comes in the room, does he? He's ecstatic. He said, "I've been waiting for you." Oh, here comes my true worshiper. Oh, she's been running in here passionately time and time again to kiss me. I could see her kissing me all the time, but now she's going to see me kissing her. Do you know that? See, He sees all that passionate time. But someday we're going to have a body like unto His own glorious body. We're going to be able to see into that realm and see into that dimension. That I've just been dancing all the way through the glory throne this morning. It really didn't matter. I know I'm there by faith. These eyes don't see it, but the eyes of my understanding have been enlightened to know that in Jesus' name, praise God, He is here with us, and I am in the midst of the throne with Him, and I'm so thankful to God for that. What you seeing this morning? What are you seeing? God, give me a vision. This brother had a vision. It didn't matter what was going on. He was facing death at that time. All those ones that may have been standing around with him that said, "Oh yeah, Jesus is great. Jesus is great." He looked back and they were gone. Jesus is great. It doesn't matter. He's Savior. Praise the Lord. I hear him singing. I see him standing. I see heaven open. And let me tell you something, heaven's going to open pretty soon for some. Oh yes, the first trump opening is about to happen. The one who has the key is going to open it up here in just a moment. And in a moment, we shall rise. Full of the Holy Ghost is something, brothers and sisters. It's something, praise God, not only do I need, but thank you, Jesus, it's something that I want. It's something that He wants, brothers and sisters, because it's what's going to take you and lead you into all truth. It's going to take you and it's going to lead you into a fellowship with Jesus Christ. That table set for two. I think we've been there this morning. I believe it. Praise be to God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this wonderful love that your Son is to us. Thank you that you gave him so freely. Thank you, Father, for the plan that you said that, "Son, it's not good for you to live alone." Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you put us in this time and in this age and with this message that, Lord, you want us to take that place that will occupy it, that throne. That will rule and reign jointly with your Son. That will be glorified together with him. That new Jerusalem, the bride adorned, that is seen descending from heaven, having the glory of God. And Lord, it's all because of that sweet proposal that was told at the well. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You've brought us to the well this morning. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for the message of the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.